Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today, we're diving into some of the most significant open source software, cloud computing, AI, and health technology stories shaping the world right now. The technology sector never stands still, and in the past year, it's been evolving more rapidly than ever before. Let's kick things off with what's been happening in the open source and Linux communities, where collaboration is always center stage. One of the biggest bits of news is the formation of the Core Collective Consortium, designed to advance tight-knit cooperation within the ARM software ecosystem. ARM-based hardware is quickly becoming mainstream for everything from home computing devices to cutting-edge data centers, and Core Collective aims to make sure the software keeps up. Notably, this includes open standards, documentation support, and best practices for developers everywhere. Keeping the momentum rolling, the Open Invention Network has appointed Shane Coughlin as its global ambassador, and this is more than a ceremonial move. Shane has spent years focusing on open source law, and his new role signals a stronger commitment to supporting patent protection around Linux. For those not familiar, OIN is crucial in keeping open source code safe from aggressive patent litigation. Now, with patent risks continuing to threaten innovative projects, OIN's leadership is set to focus on broadening protective measures, especially as more businesses rely on Linux. Shifting a bit, there's also some major news on the software front, with the recent release of GorkLiwok, often simply called Gork. Gork is a staple scripting tool, beloved by SYS admins and developers tackling text processing jobs big and small. The latest version introduces the MinRx matcher by default, which is fully POSIX compliant and brings noticeably improved compatibility and performance. The switch to MinRx addresses some long-standing pain points with GNU's earlier regex matches, particularly when it comes to edge cases and subtle compliance issues. Behind the scenes, minor changes like this represent the real engine of progress in open source, making blood and bone tools more reliable and robust. On the gaming side, Lutris, which is a well-known open gaming platform for Linux, has launched version 0.5.21. This update brings support for the newest Steam Linux runtime, and also improves both the PlayStation 4 and Xbox 360 emulators. What's significant here is how community-driven development can keep open-source gaming a top-tier experience, even as consoles march forward. Gamers are reaping the benefits of a more stable and broad-ranging environment, which ultimately keeps Linux relevant as a gaming platform. Now, moving away from software for a moment, let's talk about what's happening in cloud computing and artificial intelligence, because there's been no shortage of buzz there. Over the next year, the Kubernetes Community Days, affectionately known as KCDs, are going to be held across the globe. These gatherings aren't just feel-good events, they're hotbeds for sharing knowledge and helping open-source projects deepen their roots. The Kubernetes ecosystem continues to thrive because of strong collaboration and ongoing education between practitioners in different geographies and industries. New tools are also coming out, which shine a light on the intersection of AI and cloud toolchains. For example, Systing is one such innovation, providing advanced eBPF tracing and performance monitoring for cloud-native workloads. This makes diagnosing complex issues or optimizing services much easier and more intuitive for developers. As AI gets further integrated into our code and cloud management tools, conversations about reliability, transparency, and bias are rising to the surface. Just recently, AI reliability was thrust into the spotlight, with shocking incidents involving poisoned training data. These episodes show how even sophisticated models are vulnerable if their foundations aren't rock solid. At the same time, fresh regulatory pressures are mounting, especially as AI companies like Anthropic lock horns with governments over who should hold the key to AI deployment. It's a complex narrative, balancing the promise of AI with the critical questions of trust and accountability. Now, let's turn our attention to something a bit more tangible: the incredible growth of battery storage and renewable energy on the US grid. In the past year alone, a staggering 57 gigawatt hours of new battery storage was installed across the US, an historic leap forward. That's a full 30% jump from the previous year, clearly indicating that battery tech is fast becoming an essential backbone of the renewable energy shift. Texas, often known for oil and gas, is quickly transforming into a solar powerhouse, having surpassed coal for the first time as a statewide energy source. This incredible growth is expected to continue, with another 70 gigawatt hours of storage predicted to be installed in 2026, driven by tax perks and the urgent demand for sustainable power. It's a perfect example of how government incentives and technological advances are working together to hasten the green energy transition. Of course, as battery projects expand, so do the challenges with grid management, materials sourcing, and manufacturing scale. The coming years will be a defining test of how energy infrastructure adapts and leverages open innovation for real-world resilience. Now, onto another big leap, astonishing developments in health technology, particularly in the space of reproductive medicine. The UK recently marked a once unimaginable milestone with the birth of Hugo, the world's first child born from a womb transplanted from a deceased donor. This happened at the Lister Fertility Clinic as part of an ongoing clinical research program. Just a few years back, a similar miracle occurred when baby Amy was born from a living womb donor. Medical teams are now able to help women with uterine factor infertility, offering real hope where previously none existed. Globally, more than 100 womb transplants have taken place, resulting in over 70 healthy births, a testament to what's possible with persistence and innovation. These advancements expand options for families and also raise important questions about accessibility, ethics, and the direction of future medical research. There's a growing call for more transparent policies and broader access to ensure technologies like these are used inclusively. As always, with breakthroughs come new responsibilities for practitioners, policymakers, and patients alike. Shifting gears, let's revisit the landscape of challenges and future directions facing the tech industry as a whole. Despite all the excitement, supply chain disruptions and spiraling prices for key computer parts have put pressure on hardware production globally. For PC makers, the squeeze is especially painful right now, with delays and rising costs threatening to slow innovation and accessibility. All the while, issues surrounding software patents can have wide-ranging effects, from individual developers up to major corporations. That's why the introduction of MinRx in Gawk is so much more than a technical footnote. It's a reminder that open-source software must continually adapt to changes in technology and law. Any slowing down means ceding ground to proprietary ecosystems. Meanwhile, the interplay between new cloud, AI, and energy systems means companies and individuals need to pay close attention to the evolving regulatory and technical terrain. For every opportunity presented by advanced computing, there's almost always an attendant risk or responsibility to manage. In light of this, vigilance and collaboration are essential for organizations wanting to stay relevant and competitive. If you're running an open source project or simply relying on these technologies, tracking these trends is no longer optional. It's strategic. The convergence of software, hardware, AI, renewable energy, and healthcare advancements is shaping the next wave of global innovation. It means organizations, big and small, must constantly reevaluate their strategies, partnerships, and investments to maintain momentum and lead positive change. All these industries are interconnected more than ever, and the success of one often drives opportunities in others, like how AI is revolutionizing medical research and battery management alike. If there's one takeaway, it's that the dynamism of open technologies and collaborative communities has become a driving force in shaping our present and future. For listeners out there, whether you're a coder, founder, engineer, or just interested in how these changes affect daily life, the message is the same. Stay curious, stay proactive, empower your teams with knowledge, support open standards, and wherever possible, contribute back to the projects and communities making this transformation possible. We'll be watching each of these trends closely as they unfold, bringing you the latest updates and critical analysis on open source news elements. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, or have questions about any of today's topics, be sure to check out element.fm for deeper dives. Your attention and insight help make our community stronger. So thanks for tuning in and being a part of the conversation. Thanks for listening.